Reading from My Glorious Master, Hong Kong, 1974, Part 1. Final Instructions, Arrows on Tape. Early on the last morning of Prabhupada's stay, Satsvarupa Maharaj told me that Prabhupada wanted to see Jagatarini and I. I ran to Prabhupada's room and offered my obeisances. My wife chose to remain outside the door and listen from there. Prabhupada sat on a chair at a thin wooden desk. He was chanting softly to a large black and white photo of Gopal Krishna framed on his desk. "Play the tape," he said, and he pointed with his saffron bead bag to the dictaphone on a nearby table. It was a tape of Prabhupada's previous night's dictation of the Bhaktivedanta purports to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19, 151 through 157. I turned the machine on and heard Prabhupada describe the planting and protection of the Bhakti Lata Bija. Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. The word Guru Prasad indicates that the spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple. That is the best possible gift the spiritual master has to offer. Endowed with the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master distributes the mercy to those who are elevated and pious. Thus, the spiritual master trains his disciples to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Guru Kripa. It is Krishna Prasad, Krishna's mercy, that he sends a bona fide spiritual master to the deserving disciple. By the mercy of Krishna, one meets the bona fide spiritual master. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, the disciple is fully trained in the devotional service of the Lord. The methods, rules, and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitutes the Bhakti Lata Bija, or the seed of devotional service. This is received from the spiritual master only through the mercy of the spirit. The Bhakti Lata Bija, this is received from the spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. The Bhakti Lata Bija can be received only through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one has to satisfy the spiritual master to get the Bhakti Lata Bija. The Bhakti Lata Bija is the origin of devotional service. Unless one satisfies the spiritual master, he gets the bija, or root cause of karma, jnana, and yoga, without the benefit of devotional service. However, one who is faithful to his spiritual master gets the bhakti lata bija. This bhakti lata bija is received when one is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions, and this is called hearing and chanting. One who has not properly heard from the spiritual master, who does not follow the regulative principles, is not fit for chanting, kirtan. One who has not listened carefully to the instructions of the spiritual master is unfit to chant or preach the cult of devotional service. One has to water the Bhakti Lata Bija after receiving instructions from the spiritual master. One's devotional attitude increases in the association of a Vaishnava. Tandera charanasevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hoy e abhilas. By his personal example, Narottama Das Thakur stresses that a devotee must always remember to please his predecessor Acharya. The Goswamis are represented by one spiritual master. One cannot be an Acharya, spiritual master, without following strictly in the disciplic succession of the Acharyas. One who is actually serious in advancing in devotional service should desire only to satisfy the previous Acharyas. Acharya Gosani Yar Mui Tarodas. One should always think of oneself as a servant of the Acharyas. And thinking this, one should live in the society of Vaishnavas. However, if one thinks that he has become very mature and can live separate from the association of Vaishnavas and thus give up all the regulative principles due to offending a Vaishnava, one's position becomes very dangerous. Giving up the regulative principles and living according to one's whims are compared to a mad elephant, which, by force, uproots the bhakti lata and breaks it to pieces. In this way, the bhakti lata shrivels up. Such an offense is especially created when one disobeys the instructions of the spiritual master. That is called guru avagya. The devotee must therefore be very careful not to commit offenses against the spiritual master. As soon as one is deviated from the spiritual master, the uprooting of the bhakti lata begins, and gradually all the leaves dry up. While the bhakti lata creeper is growing, the devotee must protect it by fencing it all around. The neophyte devotee must be protected by being surrounded by pure devotees. In this way, he will not give the maddened elephant a chance to uproot his bhakti lata creeper. When one associates with non-devotees, the maddened elephant is set loose. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, asat sanga tyage vaisnava char. The first business of a Vaisnava is to give up the company of non-devotees. A so-called mature devotee, however, commits a great offense by giving up the company of pure devotees. That was from Prabhupada's purport excerpted from there. There's a little narration by me. What follows are Prabhupada's words directly as they were copied from the original transcript of his dictated tape. Thus, some words are different from the edited purport currently published by the BBT. And back to Prabhupada's purport. The living entity is a social animal. If one gives up the society of pure devotees, he must associate with the society of asat-sangha, the association of non-devotees. By contact of non-devotees and non-devotional activities, the so-called mature devotee becomes a victim of the mad elephant offense. Therefore, whatever little growth there was of the devotional creeper is uprooted by such offensive activity. Therefore, one must be very careful to defend the creeper with fencing by following the regulative principles and associating with pure devotees. If one thinks in the society there are many so-called devotees or there are so many non-devotees, still one should stick to the society. And if one thinks the society members are not pure devotees, he can directly keep company or in touch with the spiritual master. If there's any doubt, he should consult the spiritual master. But without following the instruction of the spiritual master, the regulative principles given by the spiritual master in chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord, no one can become a pure devotee. By his mental concoction, he falls down, and by the association of non-devotees, breaks the regulative principles. Therefore, he is lost. So we'll end here and continue with comments, with my comments. Hare Krishna.